Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. It's getting harder and harder to talk to you about how great the stock market is doing and how unemployment is a thing of the past, especially among black people, and how America is almost energy independent, because I can't see you around all these damn gorillas in the room. Each one weighs 800 pounds, and every time I think of another way America is doing great, another gorilla comes in and sits down. And we don't talk about them. We certainly don't tweet about them. You'd almost think they weren't really there. Here's a recent arrival from Iran. We've all been talking about Iran lately since people there started taking to the streets in protest last month. We've been talking about how they're tired of their government and their religion and their leaders and how they love democracy and want to be more like us, which is awkward because our Twitterer-in-chief seems to want to go to war with them. But we've been talking around the gorilla in the room. The years-long brutal drought, the worst in nearly 1,000 years, that has driven millions of farm families off their parched fields and into the cities to look for work, to try to survive, to lose hope, to swarm and fester toward protest, violence, and revolution when nothing else is left. There's another gorilla here from Syria, and others from Afghanistan, Yemen, Nigeria, and Somalia. Oh, and this just in. Vietnam is now being stalked by its own gorilla, a migration of 1 million people away from the increasingly desiccated agricultural hub of the nation, the Mekong Delta. It's getting harder and harder to discuss geopolitical checkers without looking any of these gorillas in the eye. Harder to prattle on about hegemony over this and a sphere of influence over that, about how our enemy is religious extremism and the only hope for the world is our kind of democracy. The world is being stalked by an enemy whose power and lethality exceeds that of any principality or empire that ever existed. It is turning our farms to deserts, our oceans to dead zones, our rivers to memories. It is smashing our cities with howling winds and submerging them in raging waters. And we created it. Yet to our talking heads and political leaders, wait, is that an oxymoron? It's just an 800-pound gorilla in the room, never to be mentioned. Perhaps people can be forgiven for shallow thinking about foreign countries, although not really, when they're living large on the oil and other resources being torn from those countries' grasp. But there are people standing up to their own new you-know-whats in rising seawater in Miami and Norfolk and Texas and Louisiana who won't look at the gorilla or say its name. Frequent flooding, they call it. Unusual weather. The current president of the United States, who is an expert at distracting people from gorillas by shouting, "Mouse!" from a forthcoming compendium titled The Wit and Wisdom of Donald J. for Genius Trump, here's a meditation on climate change he delivered just the other day. I'm quoting now. I want to be clear about that. I'm quoting. There's a cooling and there's a heating. I mean, look, it used to be climate change. It used to be global warming. That wasn't working too well because it was getting too cold over the place. The ice caps were going to melt. They were going to be gone by now, but now they're setting records. They're at a record level. That is the end of the reading of the word. He didn't go into his climate theories the other night in his State of the Union address. In fact, he did not mention climate change. Neither did Joe Kennedy in the Democratic response. He just prattled on about how great America is again, happily accepting the fawning applause of those who could move their arms, jostled as they were by the swarm of gorillas in the room. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.